are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hi, everyone. This is Barry McCoy, and today I'd like to talk to you about content marketing. Google got it right. For the last 30 years, I've been involved in the home improvement industry, and specifically, we are an indoor air quality firm, and a lot of folks just think of air duct cleaning. We do residential, commercial, industrial. We're the air duct cleaner for Ohio State University. And we last December did St. John's Arena, which is one of their basketball arenas. And so our company divides our work up among the smaller residential projects, office buildings, medical facilities, and then, of course, from time to time, gymnasiums and field houses. So over the last 30 years, have looked at every conceivable type of advertising and marketing, everything from television and radio to direct mail and postcards and coupon magazines and on and on and on it goes. And we in the last year have been developing a strategy with our company that I now just call content marketing. And so that's what we want to talk about today. And we're going to look at four specific topics that I think will kind of unfold what this entire approach to marketing is. Now, the first topic is why traditional marketing has lost its value. Topic number two, why web-based marketing hasn't lived up to our expectations. Topic number three, why content marketing could be a valuable addition to your business plan. And during that time, I'm going to specifically walk you through some of the things that we've implemented on our website at freshaircorps.com. And then topic number four, the Clean Air Project, which is a very specific content-driven project that we've been working on for the last year. And hopefully, as we spend these moments together, you'll be able to garner some things that would be good ideas, or at least some things to think about for your company. So let's get started. Topic number one, why traditional advertising has lost its value. Now, I don't know if you've become a fan of one of the latest business gurus, Seth Godin. He's had 13 books on the bestsellers list, books like Purple Cow and Tribes. And this is a paragraph from his book, Permission Marketing. As a consumer, we now inhabit an endlessly expanding universe of new offers, urgent solicitations, price-off promotions, and money-back guarantees. This is the mass produced economic system that is carried to its logical extreme. Businesses from all over the world trying to find more customers for an ever-widening array of more specialized and innovative products and services. Now, in order to sell this vast arsenal of products, marketers soak up every square inch of space, every extra second of our time, and they paste their sales messages into these nooks and crannies, hoping that we will encounter them. So, as a consumer, our lives are now filled to overflowing with this previously unimaginable tsunami of opportunities, choices, and assorted messages, all calling for decisions, even if the only action is to just pay attention for an instant. Marketers want to get their messages in front of us. They must get their messages in front of us just to survive. The only problem is we don't really want more marketing messages. You know, as we look at advertising and marketing, and as we look at all of the different options and opportunities that we have,
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.